Angry Afghans have gathered in Charikar, the provincial capital of Parwan, in protest against night raids conducted by U.S. troops. Our Kabul correspondent Faiz Khurshid earlier gave us an update about that situation.
Last night, a group of American forces attacked the home of an Afghan jihadi commander, and an arms depot inside his home was attacked by American forces, and the arms exploded. And the attack caused panic among local residents. That's why they are now on the streets of Charikar chanting slogans against the presence of American forces. The protesters are calling for an immediate withdrawal of all American forces from Afghanistan. And we talked to top Afghan officials here in Kabul, and the CEO of this government, Abdullah Abdullah, has told us that he is going to talk with the U.S. top military commander in Afghanistan about this latest nighttime raid. Based on the bilateral security agreement signed between Kabul and Washington, American forces are stationed now in this country are expected to have an advisory role. They're expected to give advice to Afghan security forces how to fight the battle against the Taliban insurgents, but they are not allowed anymore to carry out nighttime raids or airstrikes. And it has been a very sensitive issue over the past 13 years when the war began. And till now, we will remember that these nighttime raids caused a large number of civilian casualties.
Afghan army troops and Taliban militants are engaged in a fierce battle in the northern Kunduz province. 125 militants have been killed. An Interior Ministry spokesman says 25 of those killed in 3 days of clashes with the army were foreign nationals. The gun battle has also left more than 60 militants injured. The spokesman did not give casualty figures for civilians or government forces. The Afghan army launched a counterattack after the Taliban took control of a key district last week. Separately, officials have reported the death of 11 soldiers in an ambush in the western Herat province. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for that attack.